G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, January 19. I'm John Barker, back from holidays. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. And well, Joel, fairly quiet weekend on the calendar. Only two stakes races around Australia. As Kensington Stakes is one of those at Flemington, and you would say it is a particularly deep listed race field.
No, a bit of a tail to the race, and well, Champagne Cuddles is almost even money, so I guess, you know, that tells you the strength. I know she's Group 1 place and she's a talent, but yeah, wouldn't have thought she'd be even money in a 1,000 metre stakes race resuming. I think she's probably a little bit better suited over a little bit further, but yeah, lack of depth of the race sees her very short, and she's going to be hard to beat. A little bit of depth to a couple of the other races, but even the other features, a little bit light on with depth. The English Dash, you usually get sort of a class horse that's in it and really well placed. Nature Strip win this last year, I think he might have done. And we've had some other decent horses run well in it too, so don't think there's a Nature Strip amongst that lot this year though.
All right, well, we may as well start with that race. The English Dash is race 5 at Flemington on Saturday. 1,100 metres for three-year-olds who have come through an English sale. Well, as you say, there's no established superstars there, but there's a few relatively untapped ones, I guess.
Yeah, look, I've gone looking up towards the top, and I guess you're taking a gamble on how these horses have come back. I've gone with number 1, Prairie Fire. He's been really disappointing his two runs this time in. Now he's left Mick Price and gone to the Hayes Dabernig Yard. First up, well, both runs have been against older horses, so he's back to three-year-old grade. He drew barrier one down the straight last start. I know he was off the bit and beaten a long way out, but sometimes that can happen, especially in those big fields if you're down near the inside and lose a bit of interest. Few gear changes. Mark Zara back on and drawn wide. He was drawn wide when he won the Talon Dirt. I know that form perhaps hasn't really stood up over the past 12 months, but look, he is smart from what we've seen in his early two-year-old days, and if he can just, I think he's drawn the right part of the track, and if he can find anywhere near his best, he might be worth a little bet at the big odds. Two Ollivander returns a gelding. Again, we've seen him through Black Type Company, didn't quite come up in the spring, so you're sort of gambling with him a little bit, but he, as I said, come back a gelding. He's got plenty of speed. Three Therondor, he failed in the back end of the spring, but was runner-up in the Danehill to Encryption, which is a strong form line, so he's certainly a chance. And eight Do Well gets a good turnaround in the weights on Tropezina, might be able to turn the tables on her from Caulfield.
Yeah, I went with Thorondor with the Danehill Stakes form from two Ollivander, nine The Sisters coming off a debut win, and seven Tropezina, so 3, 2, 9, 7 for me. As mentioned, the feature race is the Kensington Stakes. Just a listed race over 1,000 metres worth 140,000. Champagne Cuddles is all the talk on trial for, the Group 1 sprints. But as you mentioned, Joel, she actually hasn't won beyond 1,200, but all her Group 1 form is 1,350 and up.
Yeah, so look, that's why, 59.5 against the boys, 1,000 metres. I don't think she's immoral. I've tipped against her. And interesting to see that, looking through the tips column for the Winning Post, I think your best bet's in this race. My best bet, Tony's...
Tony Rickard's best bet. Yeah, he's with you.
And I know Tony Kneebone likes Champagne Cuddles, but I've gone with Glen All, the other horse with Sydney form. He's still an entire, this bloke. They sort of, he's had a stakes win, haven't been able to notch a big one. They ran him in a Galaxy early in his career. I think it might have been his fourth start. And he ran well. I think he ran fourth. I think he was with Les Bridge then, now with Team Hawks. And as I said, he's picked up a couple of stakes races along the way. They've tried him over longer trips, hasn't quite worked, like 1,400, 1,200. I think these shorter trips are his go. He's got a good fresh record. He's trialed well against Egyptian Symbol. We saw that mare be very impressive at the Gold Coast last week. So yeah, I've made him my best. Barrier 1, I guess, is the knock down the straight, but hoping the small field won't be too much of an issue. Champagne Cuddles for second. Third, number 3, Heart of a Lion. And number 1, Thermal Current, in for fourth, who really runs badly.
Yeah, that's right. And that was what prompted me to make Thermal Current my best. I'm not hugely confident, but down the straight is a very reliable conveyance from Champagne Cuddles, Glen All, I put in Miss Rock for fourth. Well, Thermal Current was my best, Joel. Glenor was yours, up against each other, and we're up against each other as well with our value bets. I'm race 8, the Batali Handicap, 800 metres. I'm with the former Tasmanian Gerildery Letter, who is coming off a Koroit Cup win at Warrnambool. That form stacked up just fairly at Sandown on Wednesday. But Gerildery Letter beat Howard Be Thy Name in the Tasmanian Derby a few years ago, and Howard Be Thy Name then went and won the SA Derby. So if Gerildery Letter was back to anywhere near that sort of form, with 3 kilos off for Liam Reardon, well, be very competitive here, $21.
Yeah, well, I made my value Fastnet Latina. He's also in at Morfordville, where he's a lot shorter. I think he's about $2.30, but you can get double figures for him at Flemington. Had no hope against the muddling tempo at Caulfield last start. Black Sail set outside Prima. They controlled that race, but he ran some good late splits. His last 100 metres was good. He got up for fourth. I think the slight step up in trip is a plus out to 1,800, and I thought he was worth a look each way. Laura Meehan, who was horribly unlucky last start, he's very short. I can certainly see him winning. Might be a touch of unders, though. So Fastnet Latina was my value. And a bit of a roughie, Atlantic City in the last, race 9, number 6, at around 30 to 1. Wasn't bad first up, 1,000 metres not really his go. It was just beaten just over 2 lengths. He's run some good races down the straight. He's beaten Just High for Luton, who will be one of the leading hopes in this race, and Atlantic City will probably be about 3 times the price, so he might be worth a look at good odds.
Rosehill Gardens is the venue for Sydney Racing on Saturday, and well, there's a few interesting 2-year-olds stepping out in the first, but we wait for race 7 for your value bet, Joel, and that's the Eric Mo Conlon Handicap over 1,200 metres. And I speak of number 8, second up, Our Mantra.
Yeah, really didn't have much hope first up at Canterbury in the smallish field. All Too Royal went to the front. Great James McDonald ride for a 1,100 metre race. There was no tempo, and he just controlled the race. He will be hard to beat again. He'll be pretty short, All Too Royal. But Our Mantra, a little bit of a turnaround in weights, and he can settle a little bit closer from a good draw. 1,200 is okay, even though they got him out over further. He won over a mile. I think their shorter trips are probably more his go. I can see him settling fourth or fifth and running a much improved race at double figures. So Our Mantra was the value. My best was Asterius, race 8, number 2. I'm just hoping it's his day on Saturday. Fourth up from a break. He had a bleeding enforced spell. First up run was excellent, big odds, not expected to do much, but ran home strongly onto heels late, and then made nice improvements second up to run third. A little bit disappointing last time. He went out to 1,800, he was favourite, only beat 3 home, but there were excuses. He was just held up at the wrong stage. The winner had momentum, and when he got clear, the race was probably all over. He didn't really dash home, but certainly good enough for him to go to 2,000 metres from a better draw, settle closer. He'll be hard to beat, Asterius, and probably D-Day for him. I mean, if he doesn't win this, I'm just not sure where they're going to go with him. It's a very winnable affair. You mentioned that 2-year-old race 1. That's an interesting affair. We've got Accession, who was good for his supporters in the nursery. Igniting was very good on debut. Michael Walker to ride for the Aquas Farm-owned Colton. Deterge, I think, has come up big odds. He's also in at Canterbury on Friday night, as are a few of these, but he was $3 favourite on debut. Struggled on the heavy. I think he'll be a big improver on dry, and he's around $9 or $10. So, yeah, interesting race to kick off the day.
Okay, they're on the course proper at Morfordville in Adelaide on Saturday, and I can tell you that James Jordan's gems are race 3, number 4, Cabini, and race 5, number 2, Zalmona. Both fairly short, but a couple of them up and you'll make a decent profit. Any thoughts on Morfordville this week, John?
Well, just one in one of those races, race 5, number 6, Port Vale. He's a bit of a talent, this bloke, and you know, he can mix it up a little bit, but he was really good first up last prep. And then they brought him down here to run in the McEwen against Nature Strip and Hoots, and he found that a bit tough. These next two runs weren't too bad, but he can unleash a good sprint on him, Port Vale, so He might come with Zalmona. They're sort of both back markers, and they might be able to come from the back in Cornella that race.
Big fields at the very popular Eagle Farm venue this Saturday. Joel, you should be able to find a bit of value for us here, and we wait till late in the day for your best in value bets.
Yeah, late in the card. Keen on of the day, looking for a bit of history to repeat here. She tackled stakes class, her first three runs last prep. They dropped her into a class six, and she won well at double figure odds. Very similar scenario this time in three runs in black type grade plus. Run on Magic Millions Day last week, and her form is better than it reads. She hasn't run a place at all four of those runs, but a couple of them she's been unlucky. She's drawn wide gates at three, or double figure barriers at three of those four runs. This is a big drop in class, back to a class six, barrier three, $9 or $10, I think a really good play each way. And the final event is my value bet of the day, is my best. My value is Looks Like Elvis, race 9, number 9. Another wide barrier for him. He hasn't had much luck this prep. Just hope they go back on him, like they did last start at the Gold Coast. I think there's a bit more tempo here, and Eagle Farm just going to suit him perfectly, I would have thought. He was a very impressive last to first winner at Doomben, over a mile. But I think 1400 Eagle Farm can sort of play like a mile at Doomben anyway. He's just about ready to win. His form through the horse that won last week of Desley Forster's Chapter and Verse should hold up really strongly in this class.
Alrighty, they are racing at Ascot on Saturday. There is a listed race. It is the Miss Andretti Stakes, race 6. BJ Ryan's selection is number 3, Misty Metal, who demolished her rivals in the Summer Scorcher 2 weeks ago, giving him no chance with her sustained high speed. BJ expects her to be ridden in a similar fashion and again prove too fast. His best, race 4, number 6, Crystal Valley, and his value bet comes up early, 3:48 Eastern Time. That is race 1, number 11, Wild Gust. Earlier in the day, they are racing across the Tasman at Trentham and Gore, and we've got two Group 1 races in the Kiwi capital.
Yeah, big day at Trentham in Wellington on Saturday, Thorndon Mile, Telegraph, also the Wellington Cup, which is just a Group 3 these days, but still the 2 miles, so good to see a bit of history being kept up in that race. A bit of Australian interest too with the Group 1 Telegraph. Leon and Troy Corston's trained mare True Excelsior has gone across the Tasman. Stephen Baster follows her across to ride. She's coming off a third in the Standish, and yeah, I think her form should measure up pretty well. We know the Aussie sprinters measure up very well, so I've included her in the mix. That's race 7. I've tipped 5 for Rando from 2 Melody Bell, 17 True Excelsior, and 4 Prince Oz. The other Group 1 is the Thorndon Mile, race 5 on the card. And I made my best bet of the day here, the 3-year-old, More Wonder, number 16. Can make a case he should be a 2-time Group 1 winner. Most unlucky last week in the Levin Classic behind Madison County. Rogerson team back him up. He's got 52 kilos, good draw. He's going to take a stack of beating. Got a lot of time for On the Rocks. He's a smart horse. Won the Waikato, the Avondale Guineas as a 3-year-old. Strong winner at Ellerslie, second up. Just the 57 kilos would be the one little knock on him. Magnum in for third, number 6, and for fourth, number 14, Dark Princess. More Wonders, my best. My value is La Sablière, race 10, number 12. Pretty honest mare this. Good run last time out. Drawn wide, but she'll probably get back anyway, and looks to be enough tempo on to see her run over the top of them. And at Gore down in the South Island, my best is Mossy Creek, race 6, number 9, and my value is Nishita, race 4, number 10.
Okay, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post. Still only $5.50, all the form for Friday night. We've got a double header, Cranbourne and Canterbury. Saturday, our usual coverage, and Sunday, full form for 4 meetings. Fields for the rest, full form in one of those meetings being the Cowra Cup Day. Plenty of good reading besides Matt Stewart, Shane Templeton, Tony Kneebone, and all your favourites. Paul Richards, in fact, finishes his fascinating chat with the former Truth Racing editor, Ronnie Taylor. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I'm going to have a crazy shot at the stumps, $10 each way, Flemington race 8, number 1, Gerilda Roulette.
All right, well, mine's going to be decent enough odds too. I'm going to go Eagle Farm race 8, number 9 of the day.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.